This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is proxemics? How personal space functions as physical expression in communication. Understanding how distance between people shapes every conversation you have. In short, proxemics is the study of how physical distance between people functions as a form of nonverbal expression in communication. The distance you keep from someone sends a message before you speak a single word. There are four recognized distance zones, each suited to a different type of relationship and context. Reading and adjusting spatial signals is a skill you can learn and practice deliberately. Definition: proxemics, personal space, refers to the study of how physical distance functions as nonverbal expression in human communication. It identifies four distance zones, each carrying distinct social meaning, and explains how the space between people shapes trust, comfort, and connection in every interaction. Introduction. You walk into a meeting room, and someone you barely know pulls their chair right up beside yours. Nothing has been said yet, but something already feels off. That discomfort is proxemics at work. The study of how physical distance functions as expression in communication, proxemics, personal space, shapes every conversation you have, whether you are aware of it or not. Most people never think about the space between them and the person they're talking to. They just react when it feels wrong. Here is the truth of it: distance is a form of physical expression. It signals warmth or threat, intimacy or formality, trust or unease, all before a single word is exchanged. When you learn to read it and use it deliberately, you become a stronger, more connected communicator. In this article, you will understand what proxemics means in practice, why the four distance zones matter, how spatial signals shape real conversations, and how to apply this knowledge in your daily interactions. Questions of psychological safety and emotional climate in conversations are covered in detail in articles like What is Psychological Safety and How It Drives Team Synergy. Here, we focus on how physical space itself communicates. What proxemics actually means in practice. Proxemics is the study of how human beings use physical space as a channel of nonverbal expression. Developed by anthropologist Edward Hall in the 1960s, the term describes the invisible boundaries that govern how close people stand, sit, or position themselves in relation to one another. In practice, proxemics shows up in every interaction you have. It is the colleague who leans across your desk when delivering criticism. It is the manager who always stands in the doorway rather than entering the room. It is the difference between a handshake and a step back. Consider this: a team leader calls a direct report in for feedback. She sits directly across the table, 2 feet of furniture between them. The distance signals formality. It says this is a professional conversation with a clear hierarchy. Now imagine the same leader pulls her chair around to the side of the table, closing the distance slightly. Without a word changed, the conversation feels different. More like a conversation between two people trying to solve something together. Understanding the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy deepens your awareness of why these physical signals carry such emotional weight. Proxemics matters because it operates beneath conscious awareness. People feel their effects before they can name them. Why personal space distance matters in communication. Most people think communication begins when someone starts talking. It does not. The moment you enter a room, your position relative to others is already sending information. When you understand the four zones of proxemics, personal space, you gain real control over the signals you send. You shape the emotional tone of a conversation before it begins. Standing at an appropriate distance signals respect and awareness. Moving too close creates anxiety. Staying too far back reads as cold or disinterested. The physical arrangement of a conversation sets the emotional conditions for everything that follows. You reduce unnecessary friction in relationships. Many conflicts that feel interpersonal are actually spatial. A person who feels crowded becomes defensive. A person who feels kept at arm's length becomes disengaged. Correcting the distance often eases the tension without a single difficult word being spoken. You build trust faster in new relationships. When you respect someone's spatial comfort, they feel seen and considered. That is the foundation of connection. Trust is not just built through words. It is built through 1,000 small signals, and distance is one of the most powerful. You read rooms and situations more accurately. When someone steps back from you mid-conversation, that is information. When they lean in, that is information too. Learning to read spatial signals gives you a richer picture of what is actually happening in any interaction. Developing this kind of spatial awareness is part of how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. The body communicates empathy long before language does. The key characteristics of proxemics working well. You know proxemics' personal space is working when you see these signs in your conversations and interactions. Number 1. Distances shift naturally. As a conversation deepens, the physical distance between people adjusts. Colleagues who begin a meeting at social distance may lean closer as they work through a shared problem. This is healthy, organic movement. When distance stays rigidly fixed to all registers of a conversation, it usually signals discomfort or power imbalance. Number 2. People feel at ease without knowing why. When spatial distances are calibrated well, people do not notice the space between them. They simply feel comfortable. The absence of the nagging sense of intrusion or distance is the clearest sign that proxemics is functioning correctly. Number 3. Adjustments happen without drama. When someone steps back or shifts in their chair, a spatially aware communicator adjusts without making an issue of it. They simply move. This responsiveness shows respect and builds trust without requiring a single word about it. Number 4. The distance matches the relationship and the context. Personal zone distance is appropriate between close colleagues. Social zone distance is right for professional conversations with people you know less well. Public distance works in formal presentations. When distance matches context, the interaction flows. When it does not, everything feels slightly off in a way people struggle to name. Number 5. Leadership presence feels appropriate, not imposing. A strong leader knows how to occupy a room without crowding it. They position themselves to signal authority through presence rather than proximity. This is a learnable skill, not a personality trait. What these characteristics add up to is this confident spatial awareness is a form of respect. It tells the people around you that you're paying attention to more than just your own words. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Common misconceptions about proxemics' personal space. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about proxemics' personal space. Misconception: closer always means warmer. The truth: moving into someone's personal or intimate zone without their implicit permission does not signal warmth. It signals a lack of awareness, and in many cases, it triggers a threat response. Warmth in physical expression comes from reading what the other person needs and responding to that, not from close-in distance regardless of context. Misconception: proxemics is a fixed, universal system. The truth: Paul's 4 zones were developed in a North American cultural context, and distance preferences vary significantly across cultures and individuals. What feels like a comfortable conversational distance in one culture can feel cold or aggressive in another. You cannot apply a rigid system here. You apply the framework as a starting point, and then observe how the person in front of you is responding. Spatial awareness is always a two-way adjustment. Misconception: this only matters in face-to-face settings. The truth: proxemics thinking applies anywhere that physical expression occurs, including how you position yourself in video calls, how you arrange a meeting room before people arrive, and how you structure seating in a presentation. The zone may be mediated by a screen, but the signal of distance, formality, and openness still reads. Understanding how psychological safety enables honest communication helps explain why even virtual spatial cues carry real emotional weight. The short takeaway: treat proxemics as a framework for observation, not a rulebook. Proxemics in real situations. Here is what proxemics' personal space looks like when it is, and is not, present in real interactions. Scenario 1. The performance review. A manager conducts a quarterly review from behind a large desk, leaning back in her chair with arms folded. The direct report sits across the full width of the desk, at roughly 6 feet of social distance. The manager has important, constructive things to say, but the spatial arrangement says something else first. It says, "I'm evaluating you from a safe distance." The feedback lands harder than she intended, and the employee leaves feeling judged rather than supported. Moving the chair to the side of the desk, reducing distance by half, would have changed the entire tone without changing a single word of the feedback itself. Articles like How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy address the content of feedback, but the spatial setup shapes how that content is received. Scenario 2. The new team member. A team of six has been working together for 2 years. A new person joins. At the first group meeting, the group unconsciously clusters at one end of the table, leaving the new person slightly separated. Nobody planned it, but the spatial message is clear: you are not yet inside the circle. A team leader who notices this and explicitly invites the new person to a different seat, or who sits beside them, uses proxemics to signal inclusion before a word of welcome is spoken. Scenario 3. The difficult conversation. Two colleagues need to address a recurring conflict. One proposes talking in the open plan office. The other suggests a small meeting room. The second person is right. Closing the physical space between them, removing the ambient distance of an open environment, signals that this is a private matter deserving real attention. The enclosed space shifts both people into personal zone distance, which is the range where honest, direct conversation is most natural. What these scenarios share is this: the physical arrangement of a conversation is never neutral. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about proxemics: personal space. Distance is expression. Before you say a word, your position relative to the other person has already communicated something. Decide what you want that to say, and position yourself accordingly. Learn the four zones and trust them. Intimate, personal, social, and public distance each carry distinct social meaning. Match the zone to the relationship and the context, and you will reduce friction in almost every interaction you have. Watch for adjustment signals. When someone steps back, shifts their weight, or turns slightly away, they're telling you something important. Respond by adjusting your distance, not by pushing through their signal. Spatial awareness is a skill, not an instinct. Like any element of physical expression, you develop it through deliberate practice and honest self-reflection. Start by noticing your default distance in your next three conversations. Context changes everything. The same distance that signals warmth in one setting signals intrusion in another. Read the room, the relationship, and the situation before you decide where to stand. Cultural fluency matters here. Never assume your spatial norms are universal. Bring curiosity to new relationships and let the other person's comfort guide the distance. This applies equally when exploring emotional intelligence in feedback conversations and when learning feedback models. Every manager should know, if you want to go further, the next step is to apply this understanding of proxemics personal space alongside your verbal skills, because the gap between what you say and how you position yourself when you say it is where most communication breaks down. Frequently asked questions. What is proxemics in personal space communication? Proxemics is the study of how physical distance functions as a form of expression in human communication. Developed by anthropologist Edward Hall, it identifies four distance zones: intimate, personal, social, and public. Each zone carries its own meaning and shapes how people feel in a conversation. What are the four zones of proxemics personal space? The four proxemics zones are intimate 0, 18 inches, personal 18 inches to 4 feet, social 4, 12 feet, and public beyond 12 feet. Each zone governs a different type of relationship and interaction. Entering the wrong zone without permission creates discomfort or a sense of threat. How does proxemics function as physical expression in communication? Proxemics works as physical expression because distance sends a message before a single word is spoken. Moving closer signals warmth or urgency. Stepping back signals respect or discomfort. How you manage space tells people how you feel about them and the situation, often more honestly than words do. Why does personal space vary between cultures? Cultural background shapes what feels like a comfortable distance. In some cultures, close physical proximity signals warmth and engagement. In others, the same distance feels intrusive or aggressive. When you communicate across cultures, assume nothing about personal space preferences and watch how the other person positions themselves for cues. How can I use proxemics to improve my communication skills? Start by noticing your default distance in conversations. If you consistently stand too far back, people may read you as disengaged. If you step too close, they may feel pressured. Match your distance to the relationship and the context, and adjust when you see the other person shift or pull away. What happens when someone violates proxemics personal space? When personal space is violated, The body responds before the mind does. People lean back, cross their arms, lose eye contact, or end the conversation early. Trust erodes quickly in that moment. Restoring comfort requires stepping back immediately and giving the other person room to re-engage on their own terms. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.